Michael Funston, obviously disappointment with the defeat there. It was a strange sort of game.
Yeah, a strange game to go away from home and score three and still be beat. Obviously, that's a strange game to say the least, you know. And probably the penalty I gave away probably put the game just too out of reach for us. We got clawed one back and we conceded again another sloppy goal. And, you know, it's not like us, but, you know, as the man says, not much we can do about it now. It's just a disappointing night and trying to take the positives and move on.
Did you feel hard done by, though some people felt it was outside the area?
I thought it was close myself, but it was just one of those nights. We thought the free kick building up to it was soft. We thought we had a good shot for a penalty just before it, which we didn't get. But that's the story of, you know, playing in a Fan Harps jersey. You just don't seem to get the decisions when you come to Dublin.
Going forward, they had plenty of chances and could in the end have won by more, but there were positives from the Harps point of view. Again, Kieran O'Connor very promising looking up front, and young Harry Doherty, when he came on, made a string of fine saves.
Yeah, Harry did really well when he came on. He made, I think it was three really great saves and a good punch. He did well, so that'll be good for him on his debut, a bit of confidence that way. Yeah, Kieran worked really hard for us, you know, and he looks a threat. It's just, you know, we can see the goals, it's not really like us, but, you know, we haven't time to feel sorry for ourselves, because Galway are coming next week and we just have to regroup and try to move on. You know, that's no points from two, and, you know, that's the way it is, that's reality.
What's your take on 3 out of 12 going down? I mean, it's very tough, isn't it?
I think it's, you know, very harsh. This is a format that they had, 5 years ago, and it didn't work for them, and they've gone back to it for whatever reason. You know, there's a lot of things about the voting, but, you know, whether I agree with it or disagree with it, that's the way it is. And, you know, we know it now, it's the start of the year. You know, there's no playoffs, so there'll be no big finishes for anybody. So, like, everybody knows the lay of the land now, so there's no point making excuses about it. You know, it's I think it's harsh on clubs who are doing their best to, you know, put their best foot forward, but that's the way it is.
What would you like to see yourself, a 16 or 18 team league or a regionalised system?
I actually think that the bigger the league is, but for me, looking at the championship in England, there has to be playoffs. If there's no playoffs, you know, like if Limerick, if, no, a team doing like Limerick did last year, it's a dead duck. What are these teams playing for? What are all these people who are struggling to keep clubs going? What is the point? You know,
if you look at the Harps squad now, if anything, you're perhaps stronger than last year.
Yeah, we have a really good, talented group of players, and as I said, you know, sometimes when you have, you know, we were really known for our honesty and hard work, and sometimes it's hard to replace it. But I obviously in the last 7-8 weeks, I see it in pre-season, and obviously the two games have come, we have that real honesty again. That's the kind of players that Ollie has gone and seeked. But, you know, we have a lot of talented boys in that change rooms. You know, Kieran O'Connor did well tonight, and Killian did really well, you know, who's coming at centre half, playing out the back and things, you know, and Johnny Boner, obviously, Johnny, you know, talent running through him, you know, and hopefully these two games, you know, can give them confidence to, you know, to realise, you know, they can go and play at this level.
And what about next week, in fact the next two games, Galway and Pats, two sides, I suppose you really feel now you need to get something off them?
Yeah, well, you know, I think anything coming into it, we know our home form is going to be crucial to surviving. So it's just back to him as the bread and poundies next week, and, you know, obviously trying to make sure we get back to what we're good at, and that's, you know, defending from the back properly. And, you know, obviously we can take positives that we've come here and we scored three goals, which we didn't do last year, so you have to try to take the positives. There's no point doing anything else.